Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, your community radio station in Sitka, Alaska. Joining me in the studio is a man who really requires very little introduction here in Southeast Alaska, local historian Gil Truitt. Welcome to Morning Edition, Gil.
Yes, good morning, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are so delighted to have you here. You're here to talk about a very special collection of historical photographs that are available right now at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska offices, and many of them are actually copies from your own very extensive personal collection. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Yes, those photos that are being distributed right now by the tribe, practically all of them were given to me by someone. So very few. Well, I can't recall any that I personally took, even though I had cameras and was not very good with the camera. But those photos involves years of collecting. I was not collecting them. People would just offer them to me, and I gladly accepted it. And before I realized it, I had hundreds of photos, and I decided to put them in volumes within the last month. And that was a big project to get them in the right albums and volumes. So right now I have about 11 thick volumes of pictures at home. Those that were given to the Sitka tribe were copies of originals or copies that were very poor. And I spent a lot of time with my printer trying to get them a better quality out of those photos. That's the reason I had so many extra copies.
Now, we're calling these historical photos. They're from, what, the early to mid-20th century? And they're from all over Southeast Alaska, right?
Well, let me talk about sports. The earliest photos I have in sports was shortly after 1900, and I'm thinking of the Sitka A&B photos of 1914, 1917, 1920, 1923. And then of the community of Sitka, I have quite a few old pictures that really shows the history of Sitka and the area of Sitka where I grew up by Totem Park. That is almost an album by itself because of the old photos and all the people who lived out there when the cottages, as it was called, was really a community by itself. And those photos are, I would say, priceless because not many people have those photos or have even seen them. And I might mention those, a lot of them were from Merrill Collection.
Oh, so they were Merrill prints. And then you also have photos from Sheldon Jackson College, the Wrangell Institute, Mount Edgecombe High School. They all seem just priceless.
I was very fortunate to receive a number of photos from Sheldon Jackson. Helen Yaw, daughter of Les Yaw, superintendent of the school for many years, took me to her place, told me to take whatever I wanted. And I got a lot of pictures from Helen dealing with Sheldon Jackson. I think I have every photo that was ever taken of student bodies each year of Sheldon Jackson, plus the graduating classes beginning in the 1920 up through the 40s.
These are priceless photographs. Why did you decide to give copies of them to STA? What motivated you to do that?
Would you repeat that?
What motivated you to give copies of these photographs to the Sitka tribe? What were you hoping would happen?
I was hoping the Sitka tribe would advertise it and make certain that not just tribal members, anybody who might want those photos were free to go down there and take them. And I might mention, I've always been motivated by things that go back a number of years because I majored in history and physical education in college and have always been interested in history.
And you enjoy sharing history with anyone who's interested. You were telling me that whenever people contact you and ask you for photographs, you're more than willing to give them.
Yes, I don't mind sharing or spending a lot of time preparing those photos when people request them. And I do get requests, not just from Sitka, but all over Southeast, all over the state, and many places down south where people from Alaska live today, and they hear about these photos, and I don't mind spending the time, and I should say also spending the money, to see that they receive these copies. And I might mention, too, that I've done the same thing with yearbooks for Mount Edgecombe. They have a complete set from the very first year. I have a set. And teachers who retired gave me their yearbooks. Those are the ones that are now at Mount Edgecombe High School.
What is it about history and preserving and sharing history that is so compelling to you? Why are you passionate about this?
I need for you to repeat that.
Mm-hmm. What is it about history and sharing history that is so important to you? Why are you passionate about doing this?
Well, I know when people offer me photos, I'm very happy and pleased. And I feel that if I do the same thing, other people will share that same feeling. And I've been seeing that, and that's, to use your word a while ago, that's what motivates me to continue. And I enjoy doing that.
Can we go back to the copies that are available at STA for a minute? Do you have any favorite photographs that you would like to describe and share?
I think all those that have to do with A and B, not just basketball, but the organization, but primarily the basketball photos that go back to 1914. I think I have a photo of every team or team photo that was taken from 1914. And my collection, those pictures go only through the mid-1960s because people have not been taking photos like they did decades ago.
Oh, that's
and my favorite are those A and B basketball pictures, and one especially from Sheldon Jackson. And that was the 1937 basketball team, because there were so many outstanding athletes in that group, especially one, an individual named Wally Leisk from Metlakatla, the first Alaskan to play big-time college basketball. And we worked hard, a number of us, to get him into the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame, where he rightfully belongs. It's because of Wally that photo is my favorite, 1937 Sheldon Jackson. And, of course, we knew him personally and knew all those players eventually and competed against some of them years after they were past their prime.
You know, when I hear you talking about these photographs, it just feels like history is alive. And it seems to me that this might be, you know, one reason why you've accepted all these photographs over the years. They just keep history alive.
Oh, thank you. My biggest concern right now is when I'm gone, I have to leave them somewhere. And I'm just thinking where would be the best place to leave those albums and volumes of photos. And some of them are really high-class photos.
Have you any ideas? Or are you currently actively looking for a home for these?
Well, Sitka Tribe is talking about opening a library. And I talked to the general manager and said that we need to talk. It's just one of the places I would explore. And of course, with those of Mount Edgecombe would be the most logical place to leave photos of Mount Edgecombe. And those photos go back to the beginning of the school, involve cheerleaders, drill teams, academic classes, dormitory living. And I think they're just good photos. And many of the Founders Day kings and queens, which were big at the school for many years. And those are good photos in those albums.
If anyone would like to help you find a home for these photos, can they contact you?
Yes, I think it would help. Right now, I'm not making any commitment as to where, but I will continue to explore where they could be kept and seen by the public, because I really would like to continue sharing those photos.
Well, thank you so much, Gil, for joining us this morning. It's really an honor to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And these photos that are currently at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska offices, they're available until October 16th, correct?
Yes, what they need to do is talk to Christine Paul. She is pretty much in charge of those photos. And I think she's been working on it and has been helping people, showing them where those photos are located.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Gil, for coming in this morning and sharing some stories about your photos.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.
I will.